Welcome back. We are continuing with our weekly sicha from the Rebbe's sichas to Tzivas Hashem from the Rebbe Retzukinder. And this week from Parshas Veschanan, we had, I think, five sichas to choose from. A lot of sichas. But we chose one. So here we go. V'chol asher l'reyecha, it is called. Der sof fun di aseres hadibris is v'chol asher l'reyecha. The end of the aseres hadibris is all that belongs to your friend. Aseres hadibris, the Ten Commandments. That's the ten statements that were made at Sinai, at the time of the revelation at Sinai. And so the Ten Commandments, five on each of the two tablets. First one we know, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, I'm the Lord your God who took you out of Egypt. And the last one is, Leisachmed, you shall not covet, don't be jealous or envious of other people's possessions. V'chol asher l'reyacha, anything that belongs to your friend. That's the last word. Eshtet in Svarim. So it says in Svarim, and the Rebbe's Mitzayin to Teiras Ha'ila L'harama, the Rama, who was famous, obviously, for the glosses on the Shulchan Aruch, he also had other Svarim, including Teiras Ha'ila, which is the source for this idea. As the Aseres Hadibris haben 620 Esyos. Aseres Hadibris are comprised of 620 letters, if you count them up. The erste 613 Esyos. So the first 613 letters out of 620 correspond to the 613 biblical commandments. Und die letzte sieben Esyos, and then you have seven more letters. So the seven last letters, von die Werte Asher L'Reyecha, which are the letters, Asher L'Reyecha, Asher is Aleph, Shin, Reish, it's three. Lamed, Reish, Ayin, Langechof. So you have Asher L'Reyecha, three, four, that's seven. Asher L'Reyecha, that phrase is seven letters. So 613 letters corresponding to 613 biblical commandments. Seven more letters in the phrase Asher L'Reyecha. Zan Ankagin, the seven mitzvahs d'Rabbanan, those correspond to the seven rabbinical commandments. Those are the commandments that we say, Asher Kedishanu b'mitzveis avitzivano. We make a bracha. He commanded us to do this. Where did he command us? He commanded us through the Rabbanan, through the sages who told us to do these particular mitzvahs. I won't elaborate on this because this is not the main point of the sicha. But the Rebbe once mentioned that the Chachamim are called Reyim Lamakim. They're called the friends of Hashem. So the Taryag Mitzvahs, Midaraisa, the biblical obligations that we have, that's one level. That's accepting what Hashem told us clearly to do. But then there's a deeper level of the connection between Yidden and Hashem, where Yidden are like a friend. What's a friend? You know, the old story, Levi Yitzchak Berditchever says, I learned love from a couple of drunks. Because these couple drunks were yelling at each other in a kretschma, and one was saying, I love you, and the other one was saying, no, you don't. Yes, I love you. No, you don't. I love you. No, you don't. Yes, I do. He says, if you love me, tell me what hurts me. If you don't know what hurts me, you don't love me, right? And Reb Levi Yitzchak Berditchever says, I learned love from a couple of drunks. If you don't know what hurts me, you don't love me. So you have to know what it is that's on my heart, even if I don't tell you. That's a real friend. So the fact that Yidden do the mitzvah, 613 commandments that Hashem told us to do, that's one thing. That's commitment, nasa v'nishma. Then there's Yidden as Reyim Lamakim, as Hashem's friends, so to speak, like a true friend that knows what you want before you even say it. And those are the mitzvahs d'Rabbanan, the mitzvahs that the rabbis knew Hashem wanted without Hashem saying explicitly. Okay. Oh, and so therefore, the last seven letters of the 620 letters of the two tablets are Asher L'Reyecha. That is to your friend. And those seven letters correspond to the seven mitzvahs, which are rabbinic in origin. Okay. Und das lernt uns die Wichtigkeit von allen mitzvahs. This teaches us the importance of all mitzvahs, afilo mitzvahs min derabbanan, even rabbinical commandments, azei ala darf men folgen in dem selben eifen wie dem ersten dibur anicha Hashem lekecha. You have to follow all mitzvahs, even rabbinical commandments, with the same degree of commitment like I'm the Lord your God, like the first of the Ten Commandments. So that's one point in this sicha. Even rabbinical commandments are on the same level as all other commandments because they are hinted to in those last seven letters of the Ten Commandments. And as we know, Chassidus explains that really there's no difference as far as the mitzvahs that come from, that are deraisa, and those that are from the rabbis, only that Hashem wanted certain mitzvahs to come from Torah and some mitzvahs to come from the rabbis, because we have a rule that a suffik deraisa is lahachmir, is stringent, and a suffik, a doubt regarding rabbinical mitzvah is lahakil, we are lenient. So Hashem just wanted different mitzvahs that in a case of suffik, they should be treated differently. But really, all of the mitzvahs, whether they were stated clearly in Torah or whether they came through the rabbis, it's the same degree of will from Hashem. Okay, that's not the main focus of the sicha. I'm going to get to the main focus of the sicha. Noch mehr. Furthermore, der pashete teitsch von die Werte v'chol asher l'reyecha meint die farmegens von dein chaver. What does it mean, asher l'reyecha, that which belongs to your friend? Simple meaning is his possessions, his things, his stuff. Und das lernt uns, that teaches us, as nit nor darf men sein ois gehit zu mekaim sein dem ebestens mitzvah, und nit nor darf men sein ois gehit von zu anderen dem gesund von der zweiten jeden von sein Körper oder Neshama. Not only do we have to be careful about Hashem's mitzvah not to disturb another Jew, whether his body or his soul, nor afilu seine farmegens tormenit anderen. You're not even allowed to mess with his stuff. So think about that. It's not just don't bother your friend, him, himself, his body, his soul. No, even his things that he owns. That's like another stage removed from him. It's not even him. It's something that belongs to him, but it's not him. It's a possession. It's an inanimate object. And yet, we have to have sensitivity. Not only you wouldn't bother your friend in a way that would affect his body or would affect his neshama, but even something that belongs to your friend, you have to be careful. You have to be sensitive about. Okay? And now, we're going to go even further. Und der Pasuk streicht unter v'chol asher l'reyecha. And the verse says, everything that belongs to your friend. Nit nur teire Sachen, wie kasa zov in nechishes, nur jeder Sach, was gehört zu reyecha. Not just expensive things like gold and silver and copper. Anything that belongs to your friend. Afilo eib eses mer nit vi ashova pruta. Ein penny, even if it's not worth more than a penny. Was bei sein Chaver hat das nicht kein Chshivas. It's not even important to your friend. Your friend doesn't even notice it. He doesn't even care about it. It's so trivial. It's not even important to him. Ob nur es ist nicht deine, nur es belangt zu Reyecho. But if it's not yours and it belongs to your friend, is a Yid abgehit von zu anderen das Punkt wie er ist mekayim ala mitzvahs von Ebishten. If it's not yours, a Jew is vigilant, careful, scrupulous, not to disturb it, just like he is careful regarding all the other mitzvahs from Hashem. So, a few things here. First of all, we're talking about the status of mitzvahs. The Rebbe doesn't use the term here, but the term would be Bein Adam L'Chaveirei and Bein Adam L'Makim. And it's generally known that the two Luchais, the Rebbe doesn't speak about it here, but it's a known thing that the two Luchais, that the one Luach, the first of the two, the right side, is Bein Adam L'Makim. That's, you have the I am Hashem, and you should have no other gods, and all the things that are between you and Hashem. And then there's the Bein Adam L'Chaveirei, interpersonal relationship stuff. Don't steal, don't murder, that kind of stuff. So it's sort of like a progression, or maybe even call it like a descent from really, really holy stuff, spiritual, to stuff that's like less and less holy and more like, you could even say like secular, because every society has rules about how people have to treat each other, right? So it's more mundane, let's call it, more down to earth. And then it gets so low, like so like down to earth, let's call it, that it's not only don't bother another person, don't even bother his stuff. And not just stuff, any of his stuff, even stuff that's barely worth anything, even if it's only worth a penny, you have to be as careful about that as you would something like believing in Hashem. And that there's no difference between these lofty, big spiritual ideas and these, what we might consider small, everyday, regular, plain ideas that aren't so spiritual and aren't, you know, they don't strike us as being so holy. They're just regular things that, like I said, lahavdil, every society has rules about how people have to treat each other, right? And yet the point is, this is all on the same level. The Bein Adam L'Chaveroi and the Bein Adam L'Mokim. I think this is a very important foundation here. Because there is often, you see, people make a distinction between ritual observance and ethical observance. And not always do the two go hand in hand. And unfortunately, which can be the worst chilul Hashem, chas v'shol. And the Rebbe is making a point here to a child on the most basic level, providing a child with a foundation for how to view these two areas of life, or these two areas of Yiddishkeit. The obligations being Adam L'Mokim, obligations being Adam L'Chaveroi. And the Rebbe is saying they're really all Bein Adam L'Mokim. Without a spiritual foundation, without a relationship with Hashem, all of our other relationships ultimately suffer. In other words, it's not a conflict or a contradiction or in any way where we have to like choose between are we more ritually observant or are we more like social justice minded. No. It's one and the same. It's one and the same. Somebody who is spiritual, who believes in Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha, is also going to be very upkehit, is going to be super vigilant and scrupulous and careful in Asher L'Reyecha, Kol Asher L'Reyecha. I'll tell you a quick story. There's a story about a mashpia back in Lubavitch, who was known as Mechol Der Alter. And there's a story that's told about him that he was once davening. He was in the middle of davening, and obviously his davening was very, very serious davening. And he was holding by Birkas Krishma. Talking about the part of davening where you're about to say Shema. Shema Yisrael is Yichud Eloh, and Baruch Shem is Yichud Atato. You know, all the things that Chassidus and Kabbalah explain. Shema is the proclaiming the oneness, the everythingness of Hashem. It's a big deal. And the brachas that lead up to it are supposed to mentally get you into that place where you're ready to proclaim that oneness. And in the middle of these blessings, there's a couple versions of the story that I saw. One version was supposedly told by Rabbi Mendel Futterfass, another version was from another source. But in one version, a cobbler came into the shul at that moment. In another version, it was the cobbler didn't come in, but Rabbi Michal noticed the shoes of one of the Bachram. Either way, the point of the story is, in the middle of the blessings leading up to Shema, where you're supposed to get your mind in that place where you're about to say, it's all Hashem, there's nothing but Hashem, he noticed that a Bachar had shoes that were tattered and needed to be repaired. And like I said, there's a couple of versions. One version is he wrote a note that the Bachar should go to the cobbler, and he's paying for the cobbler to fix the shoes. Or another one was that the cobbler had showed up at that time, and Reb Nachol actually motioned to the cobbler which Bachar to get the shoes from and to repair. Either way, the continuation of the story is that afterwards, people ask Reb Nachol, like, it's very nice to be concerned that a bacher shouldn't have tattered shoes. It's very nice. But there's a time and a place for everything, right? So you're in the middle of the blessings that are supposed to put you in the mindset of Hashem is everything. It's all Hashem. Hashem Echad. And you're looking at tattered shoes. So Reb Nachol said, what do you think Shema Yisrael means? What do you think Shema Yisrael means? Shema Yisrael means that everything is Hashem. And what does it mean, everything's Hashem? That when a bachar needs shoes, that this has to be taken care of right now. This isn't a small thing, this is everything. That a bachar's tattered shoes is all part of the oneness of Hashem. So it's not like, oh, because I'm so holy, I'm so religious, therefore interpersonal relationship stuff takes a backseat. No. If you're authentically, genuinely religious, then there becomes no distinction between bein adam lechaveda, bein adam lamakim, anoichev alekecha, and v'chol asher l'reyecha. It's all one teira. It's all one idea, really. It's one idea. So this is a deep concept even for adults. And the Rebbe is setting up a child to have this paradigm from the formative years. All right, let's continue a little bit here. This indic, as das is an anzog von Eibishnim, is ot di shliches bayem tair, and erfüllt sich glicklich ir zu mekayim sein. Knowing that this is a shliches from Hashem, he cherishes it, and he feels lucky, feels fortunate to be able to do it. Punkt wie die Teierkeit von Zogin Shema Yisrael. Just like the preciousness of being able to say Shema Yisrael. Isn't it so precious to be able to proclaim Hashem's oneness? That's so precious. Was red wegen dem Kovod von Eibishten. When you say Shema Yisrael, you're talking about the glory of Hashem. Und wie haft das Hashem. And then you say afterwards, wie haft das Hashem. You should love Hashem. Wegen lieb oben dem Eibishten. Loving Hashem. These are lofty things. Hashem is one. I love Hashem. Yeah. And v'chol asher l'reyecho, loving your fellow, and not just your fellow, not just his soul, and not even just his body, his stuff, and not just his stuff, his cheap little stuff, his little eraser that fell off of his pencil that he's not even going to notice, or her little hairband that fell out, their little pony holder, or whatever they call them. Little things, little trinkets, it's not even worth a penny. That's Shema Yisrael. That is Shema Yisrael, and there's no difference. And he knows that when he cares about something trivial and something small, his friend dropped a piece of paper, whatever it is, that that's as precious, and it's the same mitzvah, ultimately, as Shema Yisrael, and as V'yahavta Hashem Elokecha. And it's therefore precious to him. So not like people think that the more religious you become, the less you think about people. No. The Rebbe is saying that the more religious you become, authentically, genuinely religious, the more you realize interpersonal relationships, oh, that's not a small thing. That's not just social justice. That's holy. That's the oneness of Hashem. Like Rebbe Michal, who saw tattered shoes and Shema Yisrael, one thing. Okay, let's continue here. A Jew has to do all the mitzvahs of the Torah without any distinction, like we've been talking about. See, the Rebbe calls them big mitzvahs. He's speaking to children. He's not talking about bein adam lamakim, bein adam lechaveder. Big mitzvahs, big greiser mitzvahs, big mitzvahs like aneiche Hashem alekecha. Und sei mitzvahs sache seinen verbunden mit apruto, was belangt zur zweiten Jiden. And also mitzvahs that have to do with a penny's worth object that belongs to a friend. They're all the same. Weil sein dicker Mitzvah von Eibishten vernimmt es bei a Jiden dem starksten und choshevesten Ort. Because since it's Hashem's Mitzvah, therefore it takes on the most precious and the most important place. That's the point here. Why do you love somebody else? Because you love them? Because they're lovable? Because society will break down if you don't treat people nicely? There's a much bigger reason. Because it's a mitzvah from Hashem. Ultimately, that's the most powerful reason. Ultimately, the strongest kiyum for social justice and for interpersonal relationships and for all the mitzvahs that we do that govern how human beings treat each other, the strongest kiyum for that is when we see that as one and the same as worshiping Hashem. And you can't strip one from the other. You cannot secularize interpersonal relationships. Even though, like we said earlier, every society has rules about interpersonal relationships. Yeah, but it's limited. From a Torah perspective, it's unlimited because your friend's penny, his object that's worth no more than a penny, is as big of a mitzvah and as precious and important as the oneness of Hashem. Und das eilt zu die Geula mit das Verschleimer. This attitude hastens the Geula. Was demot wird erfüllt werden, die Tfila und Bakasha von Meshe Rabbeinu, then it's going to be fulfilled. Meshe's Tfila, Veschanen, means Tfila, means prayer, Meshe's prayer to enter Eretz Yisrael. So if we're going to do this, we're going to fulfill the Ten Commandments from beginning to end. The Anoichi, just like Asher L'Reyecha, and the Ten Commandments are found in Parshas Veschanan. So then we're going to speed up the Geula, where it will be the fulfillment of Veschanan, of Moshe's prayers. Was wird erzählt in Anhoib von unser Parsha, which are talked about in the beginning of this Parsha. As wird reingehen in Eretz Yisrael, zusammen mit alle Jiden von sein der, zusammen mit alle Jiden von alle der, is taken from Yad. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to go into Eretz Yisrael with all the Jews from his generation, from our generation, may it be immediately.
Rabbi Tal did it again. Unbelievable.